Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? Talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all, man, we want it all. Don't get too involved, we gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. A Drake and Lee. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got rims like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out the store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep the skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
yeah. Made it out the treasure, this type of life I can't get used to. Number one on YouTube, private dinner in Malibu. Show you how to work your stick, ain't nobody gonna handle you. Put you in a phantom, cause you my little boo. Ready for whatever, I tie up my boots. Everybody going the same route, so I switched on my route. Niggas ain't what they be talking about, so I switched on my coupe. Acting like you love me, knowing this flaw, so I'm gon' fake it too. What else am I supposed to do? Aware of my surroundings, don't fuck with y'all, don't come around me. Baby switched up, how that sound? Like a nigga in this sentence. You can't name something I did flaw, I'm a dying breed of the realest. Ain't never worried about another nigga, so in that case I'm the biggest. I've been traveling around the world, my pivot still ain't left the business. She got everything I want, ain't no need to go with these bitches. You can go and have a little fun, ain't gon' trip, baby, I get it. Ain't bullshit in this game, wherever this plane land, I'm the littest nigga there. Turn your back on me, I ain't even care. If you need me, I'm still gon' be there. Tell me how the fuck is this shit fair? Switch on who? I went there, fuck them too. I'm prepared, I run shit, get that clear. Heart broke, can't drop no tears. Was what it was, it is what it is. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid, I'm still out here. Still don't know how to feel about it. Early in the morning, talking to my keys about it. Wondering should I let it go or we beefing about it. Knowing that I go cold on you for weeks about it. And it wasn't even that deep, but that is how it be with me. I can't lie, she be fucking me good, but girl, you fuck me better. I'm not surprised that you stereotyping to be a little guy. But if I can have a second of your time, try to elevate your mind. We can crush them on every level, I'm telling you. I fell in love with generating revenue. I know they gon' try to push you from the top, so I'm careful. I put niggas under my wing like they my nephew. I'ma give you every piece of game I got when I catch you. I'm just tryna let you feel the breeze on me, yeah. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. I'm supposed to be gone, but she where I'm gon' go. Tryna hold it in, I can't let this shit show. It can't be forced, it don't work, let it go. I try to tell you, you act like you know.
I got the injunction. Yeah.
Trying to
duck my ex, count a 100 checks. Tonight I'm a flex, oh. Rollie, no protect. Give me the mustache, I'm a 40 in a check, oh.
Don't look for me in the story. It's a major league. I swing my dick like batter up. I stay creeping, hit it at your park. With your best friend, every fucking in my Rari. No nigga petty. I'm not saying sorry. I'm just counting checks, trying to flex, you know.
Trying to duck my ex, count a 100 checks. Tonight I'm a flex, oh. Rollie, no protect. Give me the mustache, I'm a 40 in a check, oh.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my fourth attempt, stunting on my ex. Give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a 100 checks. Tonight I'm a flex, oh. Rollie, no protect. Give me the mustache, I'm a 40 in a check, oh.
Thank you.
right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. How y'all doing out there? I hope everyone's feeling wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. Let's get these lives started so we can start our show. I don't know. YouTube moving slow as hell tonight. All right, I am live on Facebook. I am live on the gram. I don't know what YouTube is. Oh, I'm live on YouTube now as well, too. Injunction, bitch. Did y'all get y'all's injunction in? I like that song. He made that shit just for your man, Jonah Bay. Injunction, bitch. That shit be riding. That shit sound like rock music to me. But, you know, back when I was growing up, we listened to rock. I know y'all don't know more. It was a band called In Living Color. It's dope. Guns N' Roses. We listened to rock. I still like rock. We got an up-and-coming webinar, March 23rd. That's just a few weeks away, 20 days, like almost 19 days away. It's called Battle Ready Documents. It's going to be hosted by Shaka L. Bay. The flyer's up on my Instagram, but you know what I mean? You want to buy your tickets at Shaka8k.com, or you can get on and do Zelle or PayPal or Cash App. I'm going to put the flyer up again today. So don't forget, it's only $200. This, it's going to teach you how to format your way to a courtroom win. It's going to teach you a bunch of secret arsenals for lawful paperwork. You're going to strike fair with the secret formatting and start a lawsuit for traffic, criminal, child support, arbitration. By the way, make sure you stick to the effing script. The effing script, you know what I mean? Don't change one word. But anyway, we got that coming up March 23rd. Battle Ready Documents with your boy Shaka. But you're now listening to your man Jonah Bay. Now, I put something in the chat already. Let me put it in the chat on Facebook. We're going to be talking about that. But, man, I just got going to be working on a murder case indirectly. You know, wrong place, wrong time. Know that person. And shit jumps off. The shit is crazy. But, we're going to be doing a course. We're going to have them do the writ of discovery. The writ of discovery. Why? Because you're going to be challenging the jurisdiction, y'all. Right? So with the writ of discovery, you know, you're going to be asking them for the warrant and the affidavit in support of the warrant. You're going to ask them for the list of the witnesses against whom the charges was founded, right? You're also going to flip this shit. You're going to flip this shit. I hope y'all paying attention. I hope y'all really paying attention. In discovery, you're going to ask the opposing attorney for his bar card, copy of his bar card and number, and his indemnity bond, his insurance, right? Because if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have the right to be on the case. He's not a lawyer. Make them produce that through discovery, right? Also, you're going to ask the judge office and his insurance indemnity bond. Because if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have the right to hear the case. You also going to ask the clerk for her bond and her oath of office. We want to make sure everyone got their credentials right. If they can't produce it, they can't move on with the case whatsoever. So that is something y'all going to have to add to the actual discovery. So I don't know what to tell you if you're not listening to tonight's show. Now, I'm going to bless y'all with a little something. Y'all better be taking your notes right now, because who knows when I'm going to say it again. Brady versus Maryland. 737U.S.3, 1963 case. You want to Google that. The Third Circuit in the Baldy case construed that the statement in Powell versus Kansas to mean that the suppression of evidence favorable to the accused itself insufficient or sufficient to amount to a denial of due process. So you probably don't know why I just read that. And it also goes with a case called NAPU versus Illinois. The reason why I said that is if they don't give you what you asking for in your discovery, they are denying your due process. So when you ask for your motion to dismiss, it's going to be for a lack of due process. And you're going to use this case, Brady versus Maryland, to close the case out. Now, you know good and damn well the judge, the goddamn opposing attorney ain't going to bring up their bond. The clerk ain't going to have their bond information or their oath of office to the Constitution. They're not going to show it. They're not going to show it, y'all. And then you're going to do a motion to compel for your discovery. And then you're going to hit them with the last one, motion to dismiss for a lack of due process. They denied your due process. That means it's over. It's a wrap. This is how we going to go after that so-called murder case. See what I'm saying? I'm not playing with these people, yo. I got more moves than Jello. I want y'all to understand that. So if you didn't take your notes, you don't know what Supreme Court case told you that that's a denial of due process. But now I put in the chat, I put in 28 USC 1441. Removal of civil actions. Now, I want y'all to know that, let's say you got a criminal case on the state level, or you got a case of child support or whatever, especially child support. You're going to use this law to remove that case up to federal court, where they already said that child support is unconstitutional. So let's start reading this. A, generally, except as otherwise expressly provided by act of Congress, any civil action brought in the state court, which the district courts of the United States have original jurisdiction, may be removed by the defendant or the defendants to the district court of the United States for the district and division embracing the place where such action is pending. So they're definitely talking about if you have a case down there, you can move it up to federal court. You have to put it in your paperwork, jurisdiction. Your motion to remove case based on jurisdiction, you're going to use this law, which is 28 U.S.C. 1441. Removal based on a diversity of citizenship. That's the one we always use against banks and all that, diversity of citizenship. Number one, in determining whether a civil action is removable on the basis of jurisdiction under Section 1332A of this title, the citizenship of the defendant suit under fictitious name shall be disregarded. Two, a civil action otherwise removable solely on the basis of jurisdiction under 1332A of this title may not be removed if any of the parties in interest properly joined and served as defendants is citizens of the state of such action is brought. Joinder. Head office is not in Georgia, but I live in Georgia. I can bring it into the federal court. You know what I mean? Instead of having it in state court. Where is some places you want to use this? Say, for instance, credit card company want to come after you, and they're going to bring that case into small claims court on the state level. You can move it into the federal court if you don't move it into arbitration. You got to read your contract and see if it says arbitration or federal court. You know what I mean? All right. C, joinder of federal claims and state law claims. If a civil action includes A, a claim arising under the Constitution, laws, or treaties of the United States within the meaning of Section 1331 of this title. Now, y'all already know, I always make y'all bring up in discovery where you're talking about you need an actual warrant and an affidavit in support of the warrant. So under C, you automatically can bring it into the federal court because it's arising under the Constitution. You understand? Everything I teach y'all is based on y'all's Constitution. So for all of y'all who study up under me, it's easy for you to remove it to the federal court under this law, right? Let's go to B, a claim not within the original or supplemental jurisdiction of the district court, or a claim that has been made non-removable by statute, the entire action may be removed if the action would be removable without the inclusion of the claim described in subparagraph B. So they just affirmed again, if it's up under Constitution, you ain't gonna have no problems removing it. Two, upon removal of this action described in paragraph one, the district court shall sever from the action all claims described in paragraph 1B and shall remand and serve claims to be state court from which the action was removed in paragraph 1A has been asserted and required to join in consent to the removal under paragraph 1. So they said if you're under paragraph 1, you're trying to remove it, you're probably going to need the other side to agree that you can remove it there. But we ain't dealing with paragraph 1. Right? So this whole law is kind of long. But I'm not going to read it all tonight. I'm going to make y'all do the rest of the reading. You know what I mean? But we are going to read this last one that I'm going to read tonight is D, actions against foreign states. Any civil action brought in a state court against a foreign state as defined in Section 1603A of this title may be removed by the foreign state to the District Court of the United States for the district and division embracing the place where such an action is pending. Upon removal, the action shall be tried by the court without jury, where removal is based upon the subsection, the time limitations of Section 1446B of this chapter may be enlarged at any time for cause shown. So, it's saying that, and y'all see this a lot, y'all are trying to, soon as y'all try to do a counterclaim in state or whatever, especially on foreclosure, they'll now remove that to the federal court. They'll remove it because is against a foreign state. All right? So, with that being said, let me open up the call lines, see what's going on out there. I'm going to first caller, 901-503. Peace to the God. Peace. I don't know why they would raise their hand.
Sorry about that, bro. My bad, bro.
What up, God?
Peace to the God. Hey, look, man, I had my first experience tonight with why you were dropping knowledge, man. They was messing with the phone lines, bro.
Yo, they do that.
Man, they did it heavy tonight when you was dropping the bees about what to do on Discovery. I hope it's different on when you play back on the YouTube. I hope it's very, I hope it's clear.
Oh, it's going to be different. It's going to be heard. If YouTube don't do it, then go look up Facebook or look up the gram. It's going to be on one of them.
Got you. Hey, look, a quick question. Is there any restrictions, like when choosing your spiritual name, is there any restrictions on using L and Bay together, or do you have to, is there have to be a certain time limit that passed,
well,
or a certain knowledge?
The more science simple actually frowns on you having L and Bay at the same time.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But let me tell you something. L, Bay, Day, Ali, Al, all of that was the five civilized tribes, right?
Right.
Now, the five civilized tribes were known to marry other people in the other tribes. So what am I saying? You could have easily had a father. His last name was Beck. His title was Beck. But your mama's title was L. So some people would keep L Beck. You see what I'm saying? So
I don't
really care if you use both. But like I said, the Morris Science Temple frowns on that.
Okay. And one more question. I know I'm moving on my journey with the process of the injunction, but I know one of my goals is to kind of start, you know, moving towards shut down child support. What are some of the things I could do until I get to that point to start preparing and studying? I've been in the archives, but just asking you as, you know, relative to where we are now.
What do you mean? Well, you didn't hear it because your phone was messing up. You're going to have to go back and hear what I was talking about, the injunction. That was for you.
Okay. I'm definitely going to go back.
You can do an injunction in child support. I mean, not an injunction. You can do discovery in child support, and you could ask them to bring forth the proof that you owe the child money, that you owe child support agency money. Bring forth the proof that you have a promissory note with the mother of the child. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Y'all ain't studying properly, so y'all not using discovery as well as you should be.
Okay.
Right? Now, I already said that I set a law. You're going to have to go back and listen to the show. I ain't going to say the law, the Supreme Court case again, but it already said if they don't give you what you want in discovery, that's a denial of due process. You got to win. I also just read a law to you that told you that you can automatically go into child support and you can remove that child support case under 28 U.S.C. 1441 and go to the federal court where they know.
That's removal of civil actions, right?
Yo, bro. You can't talk while I'm talking, B. Don't let that happen again. Now, what was so important?
I was stating that I said that you're talking removal of civil actions, right?
I said the code.
Gotcha.
And I told you need to go back and read the whole thing and comprehend it. Yeah. If you don't like what they're saying in child support, you remove it up to the upper court.
Understood. Overstood.
All right. go back and study this show right here, and you're going to get a lot of jewels for that.
On it.
All right, peace. 50630. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
Peace, God.
All is well with you and the fam?
Everything wonderful, magnificent, and great. Thanks for asking. How's you and yours?
All is well, God. Gratitudes for asking as well, Mo. Gratitude.
No doubt.
No doubt, Mo. Hey, gratitudes for that jewel you just dropped. 28 USC, what was it, 1481?
1441.
1441, okay.
Yes.
Major jewel.
Yeah, if niggas use it, they're going to be straight.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm still tweaking that James Brown. Every time I listen, I get more ammo, you know?
Right. See, the problem is people got to listen to each show. I keep on building for y'all because when I'm seeing y'all's paperwork, I'm like, damn, they ain't get it yet. All right, let me give them some other ways of thinking about it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because, that jewel you just dropped, that get us to the proper court to hear our constitutional question that injunction is based on, right?
Right.
And then you hit them with another jewel about the discovery for the child support, asking them to bring forth the promissory note that they're not going to be able to bring up, right?
It's just like even with the injunction or any case, I told y'all tonight, you're going to ask everyone for their bond information.
Okay.
And you're going to ask them for their oath of office. Why? Because if they don't prove it, they don't have the right to hear your case. They don't have jurisdiction.
Hey, Jonah, check this out. Yes. What if we get the oath of office? Go ahead, God.
I said yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what if we get their oath of office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't produce like the insurance bond. We still got them, right?
No, that's why you put it in discovery. And you don't go get it for them. You're going to ask for it in discovery. See, I'm going to do a show where I'm going to show you where they are called, if they don't produce their insurance information and their oath, they are de facto. That means whatever position they're trying to act like they have, the law says that. So if they don't produce it when you ask for it in discovery, they have to dismiss the case because they can't prove that they have the right to hear it.
Right.
You know, so you don't go get it yourself. Make them produce it.
Okay. Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
Peace. All right, I'm going 469-880. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God's family. I'm so happy and thankful. Perfect health flow to me and the listeners, and large sums of money come to the listeners. And Mr. Jonah Bay as well.
Hey, you've been around for a minute.
Yeah, and I'm working out. So laws, the footnotes on A and C is where the remedy is at.
Right.
And the last question I got is, and I'll fall in the back for you to answer it, is what's going on, and is this the first of the solar flares before the eclipse next month?
That's what they're saying, bro. See, they want y'all to believe they're in control. So if it knocks out the electricity and all that, they're going to say it was an attack by China or Russia, and it was an EPM attack. No. It's the earth and the sun that's doing that. They want to act like they're in control. And they was talking about no one's in control in the movie Leave the World Behind. So they're bluffing you, acting like they're controlling shit. They can't control what the planet or the sun does.
That's all I got.
And they worried about y'all motherfuckers to wake up with superpowers after the solar flare. And also the eclipse. They got a show that was out called Heroes. Mm-hmm. Everyone got their powers right after an eclipse. Go back. I want everyone to go back and watch the show Heroes. And it starts, when the show starts, it's going to show you the eclipse. You heard of that show before?
Yeah, I've already seen it, my brother.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hell yeah. And it's a good show. I think I might go watch it tonight. I'm going to do a binge on it.
All right, family, do your thing. I'll fall in the back.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace to God.
All right. I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 313-210. Peace to the God. Peace. 312-210.
Peace, God. That's me.
Peace. Yeah, that's you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said 313. That's 312, but I'm just happy to be on here, man. Peace, God. Yeah, man. That's
my bad.
That show,
if I said 313, I meant to say 312.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard 313. That's Detroit. I'm in Chicago. So.
Right.
But yeah, that show Hero, yeah, that's the truth, man. I was in tune with that before I even woke up as a Moor, but
yes.
I definitely peeped that show out.
Yeah, they got all their powers came after the eclipse.
Mm-hmm. And then they had another eclipse and they lost all their powers.
Uh-huh. And then did you see in the show, they started genetics where they was giving people fake powers.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that. And
try to keep up with the people who actually got their powers through the eclipse.
Right, the doctor. Like, they brought in that doctor, and he ended up
What was his name? Dr.
Suresh? Yup, Dr. Suresh. And he became a spider, something crazy.
Yeah. He was mad strong.
Yeah, but then he started putting people into cocoons, and oh, it was crazy, yeah.
Right.
I remember that. Yeah, God, but yeah, I want to ask you a question with arbitration.
Yes.
Out here in Chicago, you know, we got BIPA laws against, like, companies stealing your biometrics.
Uh-huh.
I got, like, three different companies that end up violating those Illinois BIPA laws, and I tried to take them to arbitration. Doing all the rules that they said, and they kind of just railroaded me. I even hit up the arbitration people to set up, you know, the meet with them.
You're trying to sue them in arbitration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arbitration is equity court, right? And you be trying to use all these outside laws. The issue is the only law that you could really talk about in arbitration is the contract that you had with those companies. So you got to talk about how they violated that contract, and that's how you win in arbitration.
No, they railroaded me, as in they didn't even let me start arbitration. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean they didn't let you start arbitration? Let me ask you a question. Are you a part of my Patreon group?
No.
That's why you got railroaded. I want
that's
you to go
problem.
On Patreon, become a member. Mm-hmm. It's only $20 a month. And mm-hmm. I got arbitration ABCs, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5. I show you exactly how to start arbitration. I show you exactly what's in your contract. That's
mm-hmm.
the fraud. I show you exactly how to remove it. I got someone who was in regular state court. And they were about to get a summary judgment against this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
I came in at the last minute, pulled out what was in the contract and said, yo, y'all can't move forward. This has to be done in arbitration. And then the judge came out and said we were right and removed it to arbitration. right?
Okay.
So the reason why you couldn't get it done because you didn't know all the rules. So get on Patreon, watch Arbitration 1-5, learn the rules. And I'm not even done yet because we got about maybe 10 arbitration cases we're working on right now. You know what I mean? And another thing is you would have to know Rule 8 and Rule 12 of the Federal Rules of Procedure and do those rules to do your arbitration correct. So it's a lot of different rules you got to know. You feel me?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll definitely get on that tonight. And you say just get on your Patreon. It's $20 a month.
Yep. Get on the Patreon. Give them $20. Okay. Start your membership. Start watching Arbitration Part 1 tonight. Do Arbitration 2 tomorrow. You know what I mean? And so on and so forth.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
All right. Again, peace, God.
All right. Peace, God.
I'm going to 312. 312. 312, 312.
Peace and love, John. I know you ain't got a lot of time, but I just got a DUI, and I put in a discovery for the furnace, the nation of the cause and everything. And
it does not sound like you used my discovery. It sound like you made your own.
I was listening to you when I did it.
All right. I could tell nature and cause, you did not listen to me. That's not in my writ of discovery. Right? And I damn sure didn't say for you to say the other thing. What was the second thing you said?
The second thing? I think it was motion to be heard.
You said nature and cause, and then you said you put in something else.
Motion to be heard for the discussion.
Motion to be heard. You're not supposed to put in a motion to be heard with your discovery. A motion to be heard is you starting to argue facts. You cannot ask for discovery and argue the case. Discovery doesn't give them jurisdiction. Arguing the case gives them jurisdiction. If you was reading the Federal Rules of Procedure on discovery, you would learn that you cannot put nothing else in, just discovery. Because when you do, you're waiving discovery. Brother, you should have got a consultation, or you should have got on the phone. Right now, you fucking up. You losing.
I was on the hospital bed under arrest and in jail under arrest, and then I just got out on home monitor. So I'm doing what I can. I only got 2 days of movement.
You ain't got the right information, man. You should have at least been on the show and called before today. We got a private build where you could have talked to me on the private build. To join the private build, you go send me an email to jonahbay@gmail. jonahbay@gmail, and we'll send you the link for the private build. We're going to have a private build tomorrow, Tuesday, right? Starts at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yo, it was mad different things you could have did to get more help. But right now, the way you got that paperwork, you're going to lose. I'm already listening to what you said you did.
So should I say it was a mistake in error?
Literally see your paperwork and all that. You really need a consultation so I could tell you to fix it and how to fix it to make it more effective. And I also got to know details about your case. So you're going to need a consultation for sure.
Okay. All right. Let me get that being joined. Can we go into how to deal with a DUI, though?
I always went DUIs. Just a week ago, we had a testimony of a DUI. You know what I mean? If you go to last week's show, you'll hear the information I put for the DUI. You feel me? Okay. DUI ain't nothing. If you go back and listen to this show today, you're going to hear the things that you need to do to get rid of DUI in every other case.
Okay.
I must have won at least 150, 200 DUIs before.
Okay. Appreciate you, John.
Peace all right, peace,
to God.
Yo, when y'all listening to the shows, I don't know what y'all doing. Seems like y'all might be cooking. Y'all halfway listening to the information, right? It was about 2-3 people that came on tonight that didn't hear all the jewels I dropped on y'all tonight on how to handle cases. It's like I say it, but y'all don't get it. Y'all got to hear things multiple times before y'all get the information. Y'all got to work on y'all's learning skills and listening skills. But with that being said, I'm about to close it out. I got to go bathroom anyway. I'm up on YouTube and seeing what's up here. Okay. Says, Jonah, how do I turn my writ of discovery in a civil matter? This is Royal Beck. Yo, a damn discovery is a damn discovery. Go back and read Rule 8, dog. You ain't studying enough. Rule 8 tells you how to use those tools. Marlon already like, yo, what are you trying to turn it into? Oh, my God. Yeah, see, the thing is, y'all be trying to do shit, and y'all don't know what y'all doing and how to do it because you don't know the rules. You don't know the laws, right? Just because I give you a writ of discovery don't mean you actually know how to use it. Even if you write things down verbatim that's on there, I did not put everything that could be in it because people's situations are different. I gave y'all more to put into the writ of discovery tonight, which is not even in my template. This is why y'all got to study. Y'all really don't be understanding what I'm saying out of my mouth. Y'all got to do better, man. And y'all be fucking playing with your own lives. I just don't get it. But anyway, yo, that's my show for today. Hope y'all enjoyed. I'm up out of here.